Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cowboys defeat the Knights 21-20. So at the live show on KO yesterday, I'll say similar to what I'm about to say, but it was ugly. The first half was pretty poor from the Cowboys. The second half still wasn't that pretty, but they scored a bunch of tries. These are the kind of games that you just go, you know what? We're 2-0. We got the win. We just walk away with it. If you wanted to be super critical, you could say the concern is, what was the issue with the Cowboys last year? It was up and down. Like one week world beaters, the next week not. Or 2 weeks of good footy, 2 weeks of not. But it's a new year. They've started the year 2-0. They got the win somehow, some way. I think you just go, as a Cowboys fan, you go, you know what? We're banking up those points early. That's all we need to do right now. We'll sort out the clunky stuff later in the year. What do you reckon, Rude?
Yeah, I reckon both coaches would have walked away from this pretty filthy. Todd Payton, obviously, a little bit happier to get away with 2 points. But, yeah, it wasn't just a bizarre game of football that it was so average throughout all the way through, but it finished off super exciting, going to extra point, extra time. This is one of those games. I'm not going to read too much into it from both sides. Both were very clunky. Both were very poor. At least the Cowboys, we saw the week before what they are capable of.
I thought the Knights were a little bit grittier, though.
They were grittier, yeah. To be fair. Yeah. But I still think there's a lot of things there that Newcastle wouldn't be stoked with from their game. But they were better than last week, no doubt about that. Mate, heel on Lukey. That's devastating.
Far out, man. You're just like, how do you get that unlucky? And you got other players that... injury-free, nearly their whole career.
Yeah, well, see, like, he's so freaking talented, but now he's going to give Finney Filiaki an opportunity to show what he can do.
Mm.
Like, it could compound very quickly there.
I honestly thought he could have been Maroons this season.
Mm.
Now,
agreed.
Looking like, 6 to 8 weeks out or something, it's such a shame.
Especially when you see, like, he's so young as well.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't really been, through luck, hasn't been given the opportunity to show what he can do.
His back row partner, Nanai, 11 runs, 100 metres, but 40 tackles.
Love that.
To say it.
Yeah. I cannot wait. When he starts hitting his peak mid-year, cannot wait.
I've been pretty disappointed by his start of the season. Defensively.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He let in a try, Adam Elliott's second try. I just think some pretty ordinary defence.
That
on
was
the
Scotty
line.
Drinkwater.
Let me get the highlights up mid-show. I've just got in my notes from the other day.
So Scotty Drinkwater, first try, he was in the line. He just like missed the tackle, and then Lukey came across. He got fended by Adam Elliott. Maybe it's a second try.
Maybe it was Lukey. It was second try, yeah.
So it was the second try. Maybe it was that one, but the first one was definitely Scotty Drinkwater.
No, it was second try, not first one. Yeah. In attack, superstar, we know that. Just defensively, I just thought there'd been some poor efforts. Well, there was one last week, it might have been on Flegler or someone on the line, and then another one this week.
You're a hard man, 40 tackles, only 2 miss.
Yeah, but...
You're a tough marker.
But a bad miss. A bad miss, Ken.
No, I understand what you're saying.
That's it.
So you're basically saying I hate Nanai. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Look, I get what you're saying. Like, he's a top-tier back rower.
Mm.
He has this really bad miss. The way I see when you have 40 tackles, you miss two, I'm willing to go he's fatigued and he's going to make a dumb decision.
And look, it's a lesson for everyone else in the competition. When you got one of the best nines in the competition in Jack Hetherington getting into dummy half and throwing seeds like that, you've got to be ready. I couldn't believe it.
I'm looking at it now and it was, mate, it's a shocker. And it said it was Hetherington. So he's just here. There's no one on him and he's just in no man's land.
Did he get past the ball though? Is he just trying to get line speed for his outside bend there, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so he's just trying to get
get up and he's looking at the dummy half.
Yeah, maybe I'm too harsh on him.
So do you reckon that was him that should have tackled, not the outside man?
Well, Chad got too far in front of the ball as well because the gap opened up for it. But I think there was only one line, there was only one runner going at them and he's Hetherington split him in half.
What happens in Hetherington dummies though then? Because then he can't help Scott Drinkwater. Like if he just goes, that's my man.
Yeah, there was also, like, he would have had to go around the post to get there. I think, don't get me wrong, Chad didn't help him. Chad shot and got ahead of the ball, and that's where the gap opened up. Mm. But when you're getting cut through from a Hetherington ball at dummy half, it only annoys me because I think he's such a freak in an eye, and I just want to see him get these defensive lapses out of his game, and I thought it happened in round one as well, so it's 2 weeks in a row.
So you know what? New segment, Timmy's turkey slap. We just, you know, he just turkey slaps a bloke and brings him down. No, it's fair. It's fair. When you're a top tier, back rower like Nanai, you want to nail those.
And when it happens as a one off, it's like whatever. Like it's not a part of their game. But we've seen things like this happen with Nanai for the last 2 years.
See, I'm just happy when you're rolling through 40 tackles.
I'm terrified of the big swinging dick of Timmy Williams next week.
What's your turkey slap next week? I can't wait. Look, from my perspective. If you're Nanai, you're running for 100 metres, you're doing 40 tackles, I'm happy. Like, you might have an error here or there, or you might, you know, miss a tackle. I just think it's such an upside, I'm happy with it.
We spoke about it last week that the rotations didn't look right for the North Queensland Cowboys and their interchange, and we sort of spoke about that. We thought, you know, it was sort of score-dependent. I think this week is more so what you'll see. Reuben Cotter playing 66 minutes. Nanai, big on the edge. Taumalolo, good to see him play big minutes. And your bench sort of went back to Neem 30. McIntyre 16, and Fine Fuiaki. He obviously had to play 55 coming onto the bench, off onto the edge. But I think that's more so what they'll look like this year.
Also, it got released that Taumalolo has like cartilage damage or something in his knee.
Yeah.
And so basically, the reason why they only paid him 20 minutes is because if they play him big minutes early in the season, it's going to wear thin by the end of the season.
So I think it makes complete sense whenever they're up and they don't need him out.
Get him off.
Yep.
Smart.
Cowboys had 10 errors in the first 36 minutes.
It was so bad.
A lot of those were out of their own end early in set. And they, it was like, I thought the Knights almost could have capitalised more.
Yeah.
But you can sort of look past that and go, because they were so good in week one, they were really poor in this one. But to have that many errors and still get away with a win, it's like, it's a weird way of looking at it, but it's like, it's a good sign.
Just take it. I will say, and we say this, like every 10 to 15 games, Val Holmes rocks up and just says, not interested.
Not today.
Not today, guys. Look, I've done it for Australia. I've done it for my state. I've done it for my club. Someone else is going to have to carry the load.
I will run through a brick wall for you 14 out of 15 weeks, but I need a week off every now and then.
And isn't it amazing when it is that week? You can see from the first touch.
Yeah, from the first touch, you just go, oh, okay, Val's having one of those days. Look, Val is so established. He's been such a big dog for so long. Yeah, it was a Barry Crocker, but you know what? He's earned one of those every 15 games, I think.
And people say it's easy in hindsight, but when he was lining up the kick at the end, I was just sitting there going, oh, my God, this is head noise central right here.
I was not confident. Barry Crocker from Holmes, but you can almost guarantee that he'll come back next week and kill it. I mean, we all one game last year, we all remember it, Stafford Torre against the Tigers, got absolutely torn to shreds, and we're going, and this was heading into Origin, and you're going... Or it might even mean just after Origin where he'd killed it. And you're going, what the hell? Look. One bad game from Holmes year, he'll be totally fine.
He was team of the week before. So,
there you go.
He'll be right back.
One moment I loved, Kemp, he was just like, the Cowboys couldn't put it together. The attack was out. They were dropping balls. 60th minute, Tommy Dearden just beelining it, essentially like a front rower, just going, I'm one of the smallest blokes on the field. I'm just going to take this into my own hands. And, you know, he's just been handed the captaincy. and just goes to the line at 100 mile an hour and crashes over and scores. And he gets up after and he starts spraying, I think it might have been Finny Fuiaki for something, and he's just like, boys, we're
for
a
line. Yeah, I think there was a play before where Finny Fuiaki missed his timing.
Okay.
And you're right, he got straight up and was like...
just scored this decisive try in a role that he has no right to do and then sprays his enormous back row. I was like, oh, that's a leader.
Mate, Dearden, those hips, they don't lie. They've never told a lie. Shakira Dearden. They really don't. Yeah. They're so strong. Like, seriously, how strong are his hips? Yeah. Every time he gets in tackles and you think he's about to get dragged down, he just pulls through.
Yeah. How good is he? He just feels like a captain, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like,
you just and also, like, he suits the North the Queensland Cowboys as a captain as well.
Yep.
Mate, what a just a battler. And also, another good example of don't write your young ball players off too soon. Not only did he, you know, the whole Broncos thing happened, unfairly maligned, all that kind of stuff. Even when he arrived at the Cowboys, people were making memes about this losing streak he had. Where are you now? What are you doing? Are you making memes about him playing Origin and killing it? I bet you're not. Who gets the last laugh? It's Tom Dearden's hips. And also Townsend's preceding hairline. but he was outstanding. What I loved about that try too, that's a front rowers try.
Yeah.
That's literally like, you know, we talked about, is the meta of the game going to change a little bit with you got a fullback on the line, you send a front rower or a big fella on it. He's like, nah, I am just going to score a try off pure effort. Like, I need to do something for my team. It's going to be pure effort. And he
it
just
was
gets it
through
done.
Leo Thompson, one of the meanest front rowers in the game, and Crossland, who's a hooker, through them two boys.
And also, Crossland's quite a stocky hooker as well. I actually thought Leo Thompson was quite good on the weekend, much better than round one.
I love the way that they use him, how they just get him water and just send him at the halfback all day. It'd be a nightmare going into that game during the week.
We've already talked about Coffer's incredible tackling ability. 53 tackles, zero misses.
I thought the hooker was great too, Reece Robson.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Is he the front runner for the nine jersey for you? Where are you at with that for New South Wales?
I haven't given it a heap of thought. What do you got?
You've been putting your 17 after each round. Got it on one of those boards at home.
I still like, and again, the Bunnies are going to need to improve, but I actually thought Damon Cook was awesome in Vegas. Mm. But I like...
He'll be at centre, won't he, anyway?
He's our light in centres this year.
I think... I don't mind still a Cookie and Robson combination there, where Robson can also spend time playing as a 13. But again, the Bunnies are going to have to improve.
No Appy?
Yeah, I don't mind the Appy-Robson combo.
Either or. Yeah. It's going to be very similar.
I just don't leave Appy on for too long because he does have a tendency to start falling off tackles. He's like an out-and-out attacking... Even if you start Robson, you bring Appy on for 20 minutes, that's a scary prospect.
I still love Cookie, and I love him in the Origin Arena. You know, you don't need to get him through big minutes, but because there is so much fatigue in the game, it's so relentless. Again, I know Appy's quick off the mark too, but Cookie just takes off. I love him in Origin.
Well, also, Cookie has proved it in Origin.
Yeah.
He's actually the only nine you guys have that has dominated in Origin, and he started the year really well. I actually never thought he should have been dropped. I couldn't understand that.
He's also unreal defensively, Cookie.
Fit as anything, too. And like, at a pinch as in, you know, I don't like him playing 80 for the whole year just out of, like, longevity. But if there's a hooker that can play 80, he's absolutely one of them.
Yeah,
imagine 2014 needed a hooker for that grand final, went with Appy. So I wouldn't be surprised if, he's in that side.
Okay. Okay, now on to the Knights. Sorry, have we spoken about the Knights? No, we haven't. How far are we in? About 15? 10? 13. Okay, sweet. Okay, on to the Knights. Dan Gagai. I know he had, I think it was like one or two bad reads maybe in defence. But geez, that play, was it a short dropout? And he was just bumping blokes for fun. You're like, mate, he's like 32, 33. The fact that he's still so, I guess, fresh physically, it's a miracle. Like, it's an absolute... Like, this, we're talking about Gagai. He's been around for ages. What, 2011 or something debut? 12 debut?
Yeah, it would have been around that mark, yeah.
We're talking, you know, good, solid decade. And he's still just as, you know, fresh and fit and physically able.
And in 2011,
wow. Round one for the Broncos fullback, wore yellow boots.
Guru-like.
Well, I was at the club.
Oh, I know you were.
Okay, fair enough. You're giving yourself a rough.
I'm just giving you credit, mate.
Okay.
Just take the compliment.
Very weird feeling. Very weird feeling.
Stone about you.
I can actually one up you. I was a year earlier watching him in Rotorua for the under 20s against the Kiwis when Marty Tapau chased him down length of the field.
There you go. Mm. What were you doing over there?
I was Your watching ball. Junior Roos and the Junior Kiwis.
Oh, do you fly over there to watch it?
Our brother was playing.
Oh, okay.
But it was, I've mentioned it on the show before, but look it up. Marty Tapau. Gagai has a runaway back when he was like super quick. Marty Tapau runs him down. It's one of the great clips.
Yep.
He always says they picked the wrong Williams for that tour.
Ooh, yeah, really? Did. Okay.
Should have gone early.
131 metres from 12 runs, 38 post contact, 9 tackle breaks, a line break. An offload, 16 tackles. I thought he had a good knock. I did think their halves looked better than they did last week. But when the game needed momentum shifting in that second half, I don't know, they just didn't seem to have the legs to do it. You know, I don't know whether they were gassed or, you know, they're in North Queensland. It's probably quite hot up there. Look, was it... Is, you know, Knights fans will be disappointed, but I do think it is a substantial improvement on last week, and there are some positives to take out of the game for the Knights, even though the game was there to be won for the Knights, they just didn't have that final blow in them.
They looked heaps better. Heaps better. Plenty of positives to take from it. I don't know, wasn't it like it was just a race to not lose this game?
Game of two halves, as they say.
Adam Elliott scoring 2 metres. Don't see that very often.
We have a market for that. Adam Elliott getting the first 2 of the game.
I'm just trying to get it up here. What 2 or more for the tackle bag to score would have been. But he was great, wasn't he?
Well, I mean, in last week he was quite poor, so it's good to see the bounce back off the big fella.
Yeah, very good.
KP, a little bit off today, this week, and also last week a little bit off too. Like he looks super fit, super explosive, and like... He looks like he's trying to make it work. It's just not clicking the way it probably clicked at the back end of last year, at the moment for KP.
Do we feel like the Knights, and might be being a bit harsh, but like it's 2 weeks now where, to be fair, they've probably been, you know, underwhelming, at least off the back of what we saw last year. Do we feel there is a bit of complacency and just using the ball too early, expecting to go around sides like they did with such ease for, you know, the whole back half of the season last year? Do they need to get into the grind and earn that right a bit more?
Look, I'm not sure about complacency, but I do think that same steely grit that they played with last year, it hasn't been that evident for, especially round one, and not as much round two. Like they don't look like the same side when it comes to every single bloke buying in to really, really high standards. There's not as much grit and toughness throughout the middle for 80 minutes. You see it for periods, but for 80 minutes at this stage.
Just for a few years with a few similar forwards, but certainly the pack had changed a little bit. In recent years, we'd been critical of the grit in the pack, and the Newcastle Knights had lost that steely edge. And it just felt to me like the back end of last year when they started firing, they just rolled up the sleeves and they did the hard stuff through the middle and just everything came with it. Mm. They had the space on the edge. They had the quick play balls through the middle and they just put on a show for 9-10 weeks in a row.
Yeah. I do think that their forward pack doesn't look as steely as it has looked, as well as connected as it has looked. Now, maybe that's just an early, you know, season kind of symptom, but they don't look the same. Like, they were a team that, like, the Storm rocked up to Newcastle and they out-gritted Storm. Like, just bashed
them. They had one of the best defensive records in the NRL last year.
Yeah, whereas now, you're opening the... season with 21 put on you today, and what was it last week, Timmy?
13 plus.
Yes, that was a big win for the Raiders last week.
It was 28-12 last week.
Huge, like this week coming's massive. They go back to Newcastle, Melbourne arrive without Hughes, without Munster. This is
got to roll into a Melbourne game after that.
Yeah, but like also a Melbourne game that you'll probably be short favourites for, I assume they will be, because Melbourne's got all their stars out. But Melbourne aren't giving an inch.
Pezzett's been bloody good.
It's just going to add more pressure if they go 0-3 against a Melbourne team without their superstars.
Storm $1.66 in that one, by the way.
Still.
Knights $2.22.
$2.20, jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
You look at...
It's at Newcastle, right?
Yeah, it's at Newcastle, yeah.
No Nelson, no Hughes, no Munster. Yeah.
Got the bye next week, so they're probably not going to like rush anyone back if they need to. The Storm, like they're 2 from 2. Why would they?
Adam Elliott 2 or more, by the way, 100-1.
Stop it.
Yeah.
The big fella. Look, let's get some positive for the Knights. Kai Pierce-Paul, I thought he was outstanding.
Yeah, he looks good. He's obviously, you know, that's his second game in the NRL. He'll take a little bit longer to warm into it. Obviously, I think another fact you've got to consider with him, I was played in North Queensland. He's a Pommy playing his second game up there in the heat, humidity and whatnot. We weren't up that far north, but humidity got to me yesterday. Yeah, we were sweating a storm.
Cutlets.
It's a bad day to be a cutlet. Kai Pierce-Paul managed to get out the whole 82 minutes, so he'll keep improving on it. Do you think Dylan Lucas comes back in on that edge?
I think you keep him there. I thought he was great. 11 runs, 100 metres, 49 post-contact, a tackle break, but 28 tackles, zero misses.
I'd be surprised if Dylan Lucas doesn't start.
You reckon put him straight back in?
Yeah. Oh, big raps on Lucas. He's a good footballer. They'll find ways to get Kai Pierce-Paul into it. As Guru said, it's only his second game in the NRL. You don't need to rush him. The fact that he got through 82 minutes in Townsville is mental for a Pommy. But just ease him in. We don't need to rush him. He's a good footballer, Dylan Lucas. Really good footballer.
I think that when you play like that in a losing side and you were really good when you came on, I think you reward it. I think that he's not a rookie. He's, you know, been playing top tier footy for quite a while now. I'd put it this way. It's more of like, if you play that well, you shouldn't be bitten dropped, especially when the guy that's, you know, been injured and is going to come back in, was injured or suspension? Injured.
Lucas.
No, HIA.
Yeah. Like, he didn't set the world alight in game one. I think Kai Pierce played well enough to not lose his spot next week. Now, if Dylan comes on and kills it and all that, then obviously, but yeah, I reckon he keeps his spot. I would put him in keep his spot.
Interesting watch. I mean, what a luxury for Newcastle.
Yeah. Jeez, good
so
spot.
So good.
Some positives as well. Leo Thompson, I thought he was really good. Definitely better than week one. It was really, really good week two.
He's a goer. He's got and like it's probably unfair this early in his career, but he just feels like to me he's got a bit of like Fisher Harris.
He absolutely does.
He's got that alpha about him. And you know what, like the Saifidis have been the main guys there for a long time, but man, Leo Thompson, 60 minutes, he's starting to really impress up there.
Yep, agreed. Anything else on the Knights there?
Well, good, mate.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, just a quick start from the game. Cowboys went for two repeat sets attempts, didn't get the ball back both times.
Yeah, right. And they were actually one of the better, I think they were the best team at it last year as well.
Yeah, so they rolled a couple in both times, didn't get the ball back. Fuck.
Me and Timmy were yelling at the screen at that point. I can't forget that.
Hate it. So better than last week. Hopefully the Knights can build off that. They definitely need to beat the Storm at home with the Storm missing.
Just off that. Just how many of my testicles rolled over there or what? Just off the back of that, I was talking to Timmy yesterday. I can't remember which game it was we were watching, but off the line dropout, there was, I think it was seven dudes on the 10 metre. It's like rugby union.
It's Roosters Manly.
Actually, wasn't there one where they went deep and there was no front rower there to take the hit up?
Oh, God. Oh,
man, super weird. Super weird. Okay.
I wonder if maybe, sort of coming back to it again, I wonder if that's where Craig Fitzgibbon's thinking is. If he goes, hey, if you see seven dudes there, kick the shit out of it and maybe it'll just throw their set out of whack a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe, you know, they've got numbers that suggest that they make errors first three tackles or we can, I don't know. But I'd love to know why Fitzgibbon and the boys don't do that. Yep. Maybe it's sending a message like we want to defend. We're not worried about wanting to get the ball back. We actually enjoy defence. That could be it as well.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.